and go around the desk. They went over the top of them. They had been trained that one step or two means a difference. They went over the top of the desk. There's been a few times I've done that. And you know, we all got to die. All got to die. I seen him laying in his casket. We all got to do it. I'm from the Indian Territory. When my grandpa rode into Oklahoma, the Indians had lookouts on every high piece of ground, watching every wagon train that came in there. When my grandpa took his 30-30 to the spring with him every time they stopped and got water, and because Indians would knock them babies in the head if they got a chance. It'd kill them boys. One of them told me the story on Tommy Hawk, my father, but Grandpa seen him and jerked that 30-30 up and hollered at him, and he left. Well, I'm not knocking Indians. Brother Roloff said that the pitiless mark on the American flag is what we've done to the Indian. Geronimo said I was living peaceably beneath the shade of the trees with my people, and I'd kill no man or stole no man's horse until they begin to kill my people. Don't sound like a nut, does it? They invited 46 of them chiefs to one of their meetings. 6 of them came. They didn't give the land to them. They didn't sign it over to them. If they'd go to court now and we'd treat them what our courts teach we should, they'd bankrupt us because they own that mineral and they didn't give it away. Well, I'm not knocking you. My great-grandmother was a full-blood Choctaw, and Cherokee blood came from Grandpa's side. We're not trying to reopen an old wound. I'm just telling you, the mercy of God extends to all people. One of them met me one day, said, me no got him, me get him, me want him like you got him. I caught it, I interpreted it. He meant he wanted Jesus. When one of the greatest preachers we had in Oklahoma, Willie Padgett was a great preacher. And Willie was a Cherokee, and big Indian come to church one night, and Jesus touched his heart. I'm not preaching races or tribe this morning. He loves everybody all over the world. Willie got saved. He's the one that preached in Brogrand shoes and overalls forever so long. Didn't have no better. Preached in Brogrand shoes. You can get people saved in overalls and Brogrand shoes. That ain't got nothing to do with getting people saved. Amen. You may have all the ability in the world to pronounce nouns, pronouns and proverbs and verbs and all in parts of the language, you know, but I made it D's and F's in English, and I wish I'd have studied good now, because it seems I need it worse than I thought I would need it. Willie got saved. Went back home. Mama, Jesus saved Willie. She said, Jesus saved Willie. Jesus saved Mama. She got down in that pitiful English we've got. You say, well, I like it. Well, what if you was a foreigner and you was trying to learn it, and I told you the word fast means to go like lightning, and the next thing I told you the word fast means to do without food, and the next thing I said to you the word fast means to nail it so it won't move. I've got you so mixed up you can't even get off the word fast. So our English is kind of a messed up language if you didn't know it. Amen. The word fast means to go like lightning. We've got about 4 different definitions of one word here. If you try to learn English, that's pretty hard to learn. She tried to pray through in English and couldn't hardly say nothing. Thank you, I thought I shot for a minute. But I'm going to get shot yet. She said, Willie, me no pray through English. Me pray through Cherokee. God talks it fluently. So say hello to you. Glad to see you. I always grieve to leave anywhere I go. And I've always felt this way for years. I felt like this. I didn't accomplish what I could have. I didn't get to what I should have. 54 years of preaching and the Lord has spoke to me. But he's never told me I preached good. He's never told me I did good. He's never complimented anything I've ever done. He has talked to me. I thank him. He has showed me what I did not want to see. David said, "Will they deliver me up?" God said, "No, I won't let them." No, ain't what he said. He said, "Yes, they will deliver thee up. And I won't stop them." I would like to be a willing, obedient servant and do that which the Lord has commanded me to do. Wouldn't you like to walk with God? Well, it's not all uphill and it's not all downhill, but it's not all easy. The only thing the Lord has said to me in that manner of speech, when you're talking about speaking well to people because of what they did or how good they done, the only thing he said to me is, "Father on. Father on." And then I didn't know that. I hadn't heard Claude sing it, but later I heard him sing, "Father on, Father on, Father on, Father on up the road." And that's all God said to me. By that I knew he said, "There's a great day coming. There is a day of rewards. There is a day when I will come forth and serve you myself." Joey, I wrote this song the other day. Do you know I'm a songwriter? Just started about a week ago or two. Joey, you've never played this, and ain't nobody ever played because they don't know it. Maybe we could probably do it in G. It's just a few little lines I wrote down and dedicated to the devil. I never had wrote the devil a song, and I thought I'd give him a double whammy. I'm not playing church, but I'm going to tell you I have been where God hit me back into the wall, Johnny. Amen. And after a while, I could hear him say, "I am coming out. Where do you want me to go?" You've had it long enough. How about this one here? How do you all like what he's done since then? Did you know him? Now, if you don't know what we know about him, then you don't know where. I thought he was a zombie. Pardon me for calling you a zombie. And I mean, he was out of it. And that poor girl carried that load for so long, I felt real sorry for her. I don't know what in the world she's going to do. And here he comes up here and goes to preaching. It can't hardly stop him. And gets in and goes to working. And I'm waiting on him to slow down. And he's just going in double overdrive. God brought you out, didn't he? He can do it, can't he? If you didn't know him before, you don't know what we're talking about. But I mean, God brought him out of it. Just a few little old jerkies. You will find out that I'm not a professional songwriter. Really not. B, did you bring a handkerchief with you? I've got 40 of them over in that suitcase, but I don't have any in my pocket or anything. John, have you got one? That'll do. Here's one right here. Here. Is that mine? Is that the one? That's mine right there. Did you? I'll take yours too. Thank you, brother. Somebody thought I was a comedian. I've never been a comedian. I've never even tried to be funny. I've tried to preach and had folks laughing all over the house, and I wasn't trying to say nothing funny, John. Be patient, son. I got to leave. I hate to leave. John, I'm going to talk to you about Benny a minute. I may not preach much this morning. If I don't, just take the offering back and give it to the needy preachers that's here, if you know any here. Benny, years ago. He said, "When are you coming, Brother Moore?" I said, "Well, I don't know, but I want to." Well, he said, "I'd like you to come hold me a meeting." Well, that's just great. Some folks think I'm just stacked up with invitations. Sometimes there ain't no invitations from nowhere. I said, "Well, I'll try someday when I just feel it's the will of God." And while I was talking to him, I had one of those, if you've never had one, don't let it bother you. Have you ever had a severe pain in the heart? Well, if you haven't, don't desire one. And if you haven't had what I just had, don't ask for it. You might not be able to stand it. But when I said, I don't know, and immediately, it was hot weather, I saw snow all over the ground. I said, I'll be there in the time of snow. That's the way you said it. What week is that? What month is that? What day is that? When will it start? In the time of snow. That's all I had. Months went by. One morning I walked out in Oklahoma, right out on my little front yard in the country. And there's snow all over the pickup, all over the yard. And the phone rang, watch the Lord work. Now you watch the Lord work. And the phone rang. Called me in the house, said, somebody on the phone. Benny Sutherland. I called him Southerland. Since he liked the way his name spelled to me, I thought Southerland. But he said it's Sutherland. But I called, and he called and said, Brother Moore, when are you coming? Well, I said, I'm going to try to get there when I can, Brother Benny. I appreciate you calling me about it, and I'll try to get there when I can. Walked back out the door and started getting the car. And do you know God is not dead? Just because you can't hear don't mean ain't nothing being heard. And you better listen to what some folks hear. You can get run over because I didn't hear it. Wham! It's going to hit you. If I tell you, get out of the road or something, you get out. Wait till you can hear the horn. I heard the horn. You know sometimes folks are stubborn. Amen. Lord said, what did I tell you? I mean, the Lord talked to me when I started getting my pickup. The Lord talked to me, what did I tell you? What did I show you? What are you supposed to do? I told you to go in the time of snow. Well, I thought he meant snow on the other end. Yeah, but we mixed up on what he's talking about. What do you do? I whirled around, went right back in the house and called Vinnie Sutherland. I said, I'll be there. If I give him a day between time to get on an airplane and get there. Watch the Lord work. I went over to the airport. Only reason I tell these things is to help you. I'm full of them. Sound like a windy man that starts talking. I held a fellow meeting, had 300 in Sunday school. Best saint he had in the church said, how could that all have happened to one man? To the pastor. I just eat it up, brother. It just tickled me good. And I kept holding the meeting, and I found out who she was. Then I went to her and said, sister, how in the world could this all have happened to one man? Oh, Brother Moore, she said. I went to the airport. I went to TWA. I went to American Airlines. I went to all of them. Delta. They want $360 to $400 for that flight, and that ain't worth it to go to Benny Sutherland's. I said that wrong, didn't I, Benny? The round-trip ticket, and I wasn't able to pay it, the whole bottom line of it, so didn't have the money to buy that. And I said, I can't pay such an outrageous price, a round-trip ticket from Oklahoma City, Dayton, Ohio. I can't do that. So, I just was going to politely walk out. I started out, the Spirit said, do not leave. Well, I walked around, you know, kind of felt like people's all looking at me. What's he doing? He's fixing to rob something. Watch the Lord work. I went by TWA's counter again. A door in a wall. You read it in the Bible? A door in a wall. Door opened in the wall behind the counter. The fellow just stuck his head out. Looked straight at me. I said, you're all the clothes? He said, yes, we are, but if you need help, go right to that phone hanging on that post down there and open it up. Just raise it up. They'll answer. Goodbye. That's all he opened the door for. He opened the door and stuck his head out at the time I walked up to tell me that and then shut the door. I went down and raised that phone up and a lady come on, and I told her what I want to do, a round-trip ticket up to Benny's place. Well, I didn't say Benny's, but that's where it was, Dayton. I said, lady, how much will that cost me? She said, $138. I said, I beg your pardon, I'm seeing a round-trip ticket. That, not one way, but she said, I know what I'm telling you. It costs $138. I said, how long have you been working for that company, lady? You did a good while. I said, stay with them. You're doing a good job. I ate steak, the same thing them other people did to get $360 for that trip. I ate steak, about $138 round trip. Watch the Lord work. When the airplane landed at Dayton, Ohio, there's snow on the right-hand side of the runway and the snow on the left-hand side. It snowed on me twice while I was there. Well, come a little late to tell me. That's what I'm going to say. I wrote this in the fifth month, the second day of 97, and I dedicated it to the devil. Let's try it, whatever it was, G. Oh, you talking about something to eat? Come a little late to tell me God is not real. You come a little late to tell me His Spirit I cannot feel. Come a little late to tell me He won't bless my soul. You come a little late to tell me He won't make me whole. You come a little late to tell me He did not die on the cross. You come a little late to tell me He can't save the lost. Come a little late to tell me Jesus won't come back. You come a little late to tell me all that yakety yak. Come a little late to tell me I can't sing and shout. You come a little late to tell me the devil won't come out. Come a little late to tell me don't go to church. You come a little late to tell me you're the one that it hurts. You come a little late to tell me God won't answer prayer. You come a little late to tell me God does not care. You come a little late to tell me pack your things and leave. You come a little late to tell me that I cannot receive. The name of it is You Come a Little Late to Tell Me. I'm not a songwriter, and if you want me to write songs, I don't write songs. But look how Joey picked that up. He's learning to play the piano there. You see there? He didn't even have to change the key. He just got one part of G there and just stay in one part. You know, I want you to understand that I'm not a songwriter. But you know that old pocket knife you carry in your pocket? Say, give a dollar for it, Johnny. I'll give you $5 for it. I'll give you $10 for it. I'll give you $25. You know why you ain't going to sell it? Grandpa gave it to you. According to who gave it to you, what it's worth to you. That song right there. It ain't even copyrighted. If you steal it and go copyright it, you've had it. It ain't for sale. Amen. You know how some folks ain't got nothing, they sold out. I tell you, ain't got nothing, they sold out. Sold it out. Amen. Ain't for sale. Ain't for sale. Devil make an offer, though. He did to Paul, sent the offerer to him. Communicate with him. Go down and see while he'll slip you 10 spot or 20 spot. Get him out of this jam. You ever had to bail anybody out of jail? They sent a fellow down. Paul, how much you got on him? We'll make a deal with you. Well, he'd rather go to Rome. He'd rather be crucified. That sell out. I don't want to sound smart, but 54 years old, I'll learn you something. I've met a bunch of them that sold out. I rode to the camp, first camp meeting I went to with Oral Roberts and his father. I've met some of them that sold out. When his father preached for me, the night he preached for me, he said, I've got an old car for sale up here. The right headlight shines, but the left one won't. It's got one good tar on it. He said it drinks oil, but it's got a good windshield wiper on it. One headlight's out, and he put about 90% of that car in bad shape, old Roberts' father. And he said, I know I shouldn't have put that name on there, but he's dead, but anyway. And now I said, I want to sell it. Who wants to buy it? That's what he preached about that night. He said, that's just exactly like television. It's like going through a garbage can to get a good apple. It's not worth the trip. That's what old Roberts' father preached. Now, I shouldn't have personated the old man's dead. But what I'm saying to you, There are some people today that have sold out. Huh? Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to old Virginia. Take me back to old Kentucky. Take me back to old Alabama. Take me back to Grandma's house. I went through the door as I oft had before, but nobody answered me. I called and I called, but nobody answered. I called my dear mother's name. Nobody there, they don't. I'm going to tell you one thing I've treasured, and we can have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's these bodies. The experience that the Lord gave me, well, over 50 years, 54 years ago, I've treasured that. I've been there when we cast out devils. They stopped that. I don't know where the devils went, but it seemed like we got more of them than we did have. And we used to cast them out. And I'm not knocking. I'm not looking for a chance to try to find out what you didn't do so I can say something about it. Now, that's not what I ain't the way I preach. But where is it going casting out devils? Amen. Folks, God, he's went undercover. You can't dope some folks enough to keep you from hollering. And I'm not knocking you because you had to take something for pain, but I mean, you take some folks, hey, I put them under sedation. We've got fellas in the pen, they give them shots all the time now. They ain't giving it for cause of some ailment in the body. It's that thing that rises up, they'll start a riot. Hogs was what the devil wanted to go into because he desires an embodiment. I think we had Jersey cows in Oklahoma had the devil in them. Brother Moore, you're a sight. I know it. I believe I have to. My uncle built a farm to his Jersey cow to get her to move. He as full as the devil she was. Brother, build a farm. You didn't have a Jersey cow. Anybody ever own a Jersey cow in here? Are they stubborn when they want to be? Jersey cow don't want to move. You can't move her. He built a farm. I will move you. And he is madder than she was and built a farm right under her belly. He is willing to sacrifice a cow because he is as stubborn as a cow was. That devil likes an embodiment. I don't want you to think I'm spooky. Now, this ain't what I'm going to preach. Probably won't even preach nothing much. I just talk sometime along while I wonder why I didn't do no good and why they didn't say amen. And I tell myself I wouldn't say amen to you either. But don't cast us out into the nothing. Let us go out of this man into the hogs. Well, the devil makes fun of that business. How foolish. Now, I didn't know why foolish either. I've seen animals had evil spirits in them. Old boy down home said, LD, I'll take this German Shepherd here and I'll bring a temperament up where you want it. I'll just have him bark at you and run up and put his nose against you. I'll have him bark at you and run up and nibble on you. I'll have him bark at you and come up and take the meat off the bone so that I can raise it where I want it in him. He trained him that way. Get you. Put us in them hogs. Don't just cast us out where we ain't got no body. The devil wants a body to live in. Amen. You ever see a devil-possessed woman? I have. And them hogs, that thing went in there. It done just like a devil-possessed child. Don't bother it. Don't whoop it. That's not the way to raise them. Spank its hide. Burn its hide a little. Don't kill it. Make it mine. My God, have mercy. It'll tear every meeting up you get in if you don't get it under subjection. Be ashamed to tell it. My daddy said, Lester, sit down. I jumped up. No, fell to the floor nearly as soon as he said it. He'd get you. Buy you a .22 for Christmas and be good to you if you didn't mind. He'd get you. Didn't have to get me at the schoolhouse. He got me down at the house. The hog went in the water, and the water went in the hogs, and the devil's come back to Ohio. You can't drown the devil. Back to Oklahoma, there's old evil spirits that runs rampant everywhere. And you've seen people that you thought, now that is out of the ordinary. At times they just act, and I'm not talking about mental trouble. Did you ever pass a church that devil-possessed woman in it? I was there when this one come to your meeting. This ain't it. Thank you, getting this extra. You know, we had a meeting at your church, and I never dreamed you had such a deal down there. And this woman come in, and the power of God was working. I knew it was. And when it does, the devil is always there. Don't go to the altar. You know you don't feel the Spirit deal with you. It's not time to go tonight. The last night of the folks sitting right here, devil's here. He comes to meet me last night. He's a fancy man. He's sprayed down with every kind of perfume you can get. He's the best-looking fellow in the place sometime, or the ugliest one. I mean, he's there, and he's in a body. You call that preaching? Don't sound like preaching to me. I mean, that's the devil, see? Yes, sir. And he's always there. He had services, and his woman come with the devil in her. Two of them? You got two women with the devil? You got double trouble, sister. Pray be. I may not even preach a thing. You can't tell. Of course, I'm an old hoot owl. I've just been around a while. You're not smart because you been here a while, but if you got any sense, you will learn something while you're here a while. Can you hear me? And I'm looking a lot of time when other folks are shouting. I've got something spotted, Joe Bill. And I had her spotted. I said, if she stays in what she's in now, we're fixing to have a whirlwind out of her. She thinks she's God over everything. She thinks what she claims she has authority over what the preacher man has. She tell him where to get on and then kick him off if she can't tell him where to get off. She's got a bad deal to hold her. And here she come whirling around up the aisle. I said, look out, Joey. If you ain't awake, I am. And if you don't wake up, I'm going to come and wake you up. I said, she's coming after you, Joey. But Joey was awake. I seen he was. So I just prayed God help him to do what you want him to do because I ain't going to be able to handle it. And you know, first thing, the power of God went falling. And that woman was whirling around and around and heading straight for him. She is what's known as the oneness doctrine. That don't mean all oneness folks have the devil. They just got a devilish doctrine. And here she come around and around and around. And she headed for Joy. And you know, I shut my eyes and prayed for him. I didn't want to see the calamity. Calamity Jane was there, you know. And first thing I know, I looked around and she is gone. Great Lord, God's either pulled her out through the ceiling or something's happened. He shoved her under a bench or something. He's not only a devil cast her out of her, but he's a woman cast her out of her. In just a few words, he politely looked her right in the eyeball and told her where to get off at. Well, he wasn't just talking to a woman. He's talking to an evil spirit. I've been where they were. Have you ever been where evil spirits were? Devil's in the flesh. That's right. All right. That song I wrote or sung you, and that right there is just really not my message. I thank LL for asking me to come. I wish I could stay longer. I've got to do some other thing. And I'm glad to get to work with Joey. I've known Joey for years and knew his father, know his mother, I've known him for years and years. And on we go, whether we want to or not, in lockstep fashion, like an army that marches, whether we wake or sleep, 72 heartbeats per minute thereabout, we walk and we talk and we go. And millions have gone before us, and we're no more important than they were. And may God have mercy upon us. Let's pray, dear Lord, you're God Almighty all over the world, and nobody like you nowhere. My God, we pray that you bless every living soul that put their foot in here. My God, come upon them and stir their hearts and bless them, oh God, and deliver them. Heal and save for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right, we're reading on and talking about a little talk this morning. I rolled a bunch of them around all night long here trying to get something that maybe it helped somebody. I'd like to help you a little, give you a little shove and help you to go forward, do the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be afraid. Sing that old song. I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. That's what the Lord gave me when it looked like I was dead. And I looked at my children, by God help, I said, I do not walk alone, David, Terry, Becky, and I'm not afraid. Your dad ain't scared. He's not afraid. Are you scared this morning? You don't have to be afraid. Somebody said, I'm afraid the world will come to an end. I'm not. I'm not a bit afraid of the end of the world. No, sir. All right, we're reading, and we're going to talk a while about it, and I saw, and it looked like we may have to miss our meal this morning. I love camp meetings. Fella got up in camp meeting in Bristol about 5 years ago and said, this is going down. It's falling down. People can tell it's going down. It's going down. We had 200 cars in a day service this year. 200 cars in a day service. Devil's newspaper and all his forecasts. I don't pay no attention to that. I'm headed to the greatest, one of the greatest celebrations you ever heard tell of. I'm invited. Marriage Supper of the Lamb. I'm headed that way. Great things are yet to come. Revelation, the book of Revelation. We're looking at fifth chapter and the first verse. And I read them a while ago. I've got 41 verses to read. That's pretty mean we'll be able to have no lunch today, LL. That's God's word. I may get stopped in time. God bless you. Brother Moore, why are you laughing? I'm laughing because I'm happy. Laughing because I'm alive. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with 7 seals. I hadn't been saved 3 months till a person called themselves oneness people, and there are some dear people amongst those folks that just need to straighten out on that foolish doctrine. But I'm an old man. They say things like they want to. I was a young man, 17, just been saved a little while, didn't know nothing about nothing. Not much more now, but some. And this old man was what's called the oneness people. I didn't know anything about him. He came up to me, God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost is all one, you know. Of course, I'd just been saved, but I knew better than that. I knew better than that. Would you know the Spirit brought this chapter to me? Hadn't read the Bible, hardly any. It brought this chapter to me. Well, I said, if God and Jesus and the Son and the Father's all one, ain't but one of them, who was that to come up amongst the elders in the fifth chapter of Revelation and took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne, because no man in all of the earth or heaven was worthy, and he was the only one that worthy to get. Who was he, and who was that on the throne? Did you know it choked him? I wasn't trying to choke him. But he just choked out on me and left. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and without on the backside sealed with 7 seals. I'd like to write a book. Somebody, I said it would. They've asked me for years and years and years to put down what I saw and where I've been in the book. I said it won't help folks that much. When fellas offered to do it for me, and maybe it will before I die, I don't know. But I saw it in the right hand of him and said, folks like a good book. Man, would you like to get a hold of a book like this? Would you like to get this book? And I saw in the right hand of him and sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel, great God, one of them kind can hold the wind back. You don't hold it back in Oklahoma, blow your hat in the creek, and you right in behind it. I've been out there when a tornado went right over my head just above the treetop. Runs like a great dynamo. That's the way they sound. I was so stupefied with it, I couldn't move. Come down off the edge, out the edge of Oklahoma City, killed 27 people, 6 of them in a cellar. Go in the cellar, you all right? No, you ain't. No, you ain't. God get you in the cellar. I mean, it's sense to go in a cellar. You better run in something when you get out there and want them to come in. It's all right to go in the cellar, but you better be saved when you go in the cellar. killed six of them in the cellar. Their clothes were strung from the ground to the top of the trees when I went out the next day. People killed 27 people. I was at church 3 miles from there, and I got a hold of the door handle to pull the back door shut, and it jerked me clear out the door as I opened it. The suction was so great over there. God in His great and mighty power. I saw a strong angel and proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?" What I'm going to talk a while about is, "And I saw." Look, you got a witness here? You got anybody that saw this? You got anybody seen this happen? I seen a wreck. I stopped and said to a man, "Here's my name if you need me." I knew he was in the right. I knew he could be hauled to court. I know they could try to pin it on him. I said, "I'm available if you need me." I know what happened. I saw it. Some folks are not satisfied till they see. And one of our great men of God from old wasn't, he said, "Unless I see the nail prints in his hand, thrust my hand in his side." I just can't believe he got up out. See, Mike, feel the power of God. I just can't believe he got up out of the ground after killed him, brutally killed him like he did. He was the Son of God. It treated him mean and bad. It whooped him. They whipped him. He didn't do nothing to get a whooping far. You think God's going to let him get by with it? Hung him on the cross. Bled and died for the sins of every man, every color, every tribe, every nation, every people. I saw a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth come up in the midst of the altar. Who's that walking down there? Makes a difference, don't it? I get to heaven. I'll know Abraham as far as I see him. I'll see him too. Isaac, don't have to introduce me to any of them. I'll know them. They'll know me, and I'll go to him. We're going to preach on tonight. So I just got 45 verses now. Don't get in a hurry to leave that, Joey. I won't try to read all of them. All right, you run with me now. Let's look at. We started in Revelation 5. And let's see if I've got what I want there. 5. Let's look at 11 verse of that. I want the 11 verse of Revelation 5, 2. "And I beheld and heard the voice of many people round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000 and 1,000. I just don't know how many that is. I can't figure it out. Anybody know how many that is? Ain't nobody in God's church. Man, there's more than you can count in God's church. Great Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're preaching on "And I saw." I wish I could get all 45 verses of it for you. "In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." John, I wish I could get all 45 of these verses here. What John saw. What John saw. No man could have had a nightmare that it had all this in it. And I've had some of them. Ooh, Lord. But you'd never have a nightmare that it'd have all this in it. John saw this. "And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the angels and the elders, and a number of them 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." And no wonder that old man said, "Angel, rock me to sleep in the cradle of love. Bear me over the deep to heaven above, when the shadow shall fall and the Savior shall call. Angel, rock me to sleep in the cradle of love." And I saw thousands and thousands and thousands, the kind that can hold the north wind back, the kind that can hold the south wind back, the kind that can hold the east wind back and the west wind back, standing on the earth and holding them back. I saw them kind. They can come from heaven to earth without the aid of an oxygen helmet or a spaceship. Ain't it wonderful how God throwed rocks all over Mars? I'm not a gambling man. I don't believe in wagering on anything. But I'll just say that I know with all my heart that turn every rock over they can find on Mars and keep on sneaking around. It cost us millions and millions of dollars of wasted money to build little child-looking toys to run around up there, and they'll never see a human. Never see a human. Never. They'll break our trades here in America. They ain't careful over a foolishing. And I saw Revelation 6:1, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see, come and take a look. A lot of folk ain't seen nothing yet, but if they'll seek God a while before we get to this, they'll see something. You don't have to be spiritually blind all your life. Pray good. God will show you something. Needle in the church in Pump, Oklahoma, when it's 21, being I was pastoring there. Lord said, Max, come in. The Lord don't say, sure he does. He talks what you understand. Mac, I knew who Mac was. He always said, Max, come in. I went in the house, said, B, Mac, come in. Coming to the church. He is, yeah. 3 days later, I met him in the road coming down to my church. Mac, where you been? He said, I've been to San Bernardino, California. About 10 days ago, said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to come here. Did you know I was here? No. He told me to come here and hold a revival. Don't the Lord know his business? And here he tells me up there that he's coming, and I tell my wife 3 days before he gets there that he's coming, and then he drives in. That's the Lord working, ain't it? And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, he opened up something for you, and I heard, as it was a noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts said, come and see. All right, let's look at the second verse. And I saw, we're preaching on, and I saw. I saw him come a little late to tell me. I might have to have Joey go with me. All I had to do is play one part of G. Just one part of G. And I saw and behold a white horse. You know that's what that fella saw in Virginia. Brother Bishop, when he died, ruled that ranch for that senator up there for years and years. Man of God. Witness after witness. You heard about him up there, LL. And he got bad with cancer. And senator of the state of that state, Virginia, owned that ranch and all that. He worked for him. He said, I can't take care of things no more. You'll have to get another man. He paid him till he died. He said, no, you'll get a saddle. We'll take care of you. They took care of him. And when he died, he rode the saddle. Friends that I've met in past years, and I met some of the old ones. I was 21 when I went to Richlands, and I met some of the old ones who were old in going out. So I got acquainted with some of them old-time preachers before they left. But you know what? As he lay on that bed, he had rode that saddle for years. He said to the brethren around him, do you see the white horse at the foot of the bed? Oh, no, he said, we can't see him, brother. He said he's got a gold saddle on him. I'll soon be on it and gone. They said he didn't live but just a few minutes. He left. And I saw him behold a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. Well, he didn't have to have a shotgun or machine gun or any of our junk. God only knew that stuff. He had a bow and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. I just can't go on with it because all I'm preaching on is, and I saw. I saw Mother in a dream last night as she walked the streets of gold. I saw Mother in a dream last night where they never grow old. That's mine. You didn't. I ain't been wrote nowhere. I just thought about my mama one night. Leith is gone. I saw Mother in a dream last night as she walked the streets of gold. That's right, she did. She died while I was here. John said, and I saw. If we could just get a witness. We got 46 verses of them here but in one chapter, and that's just and in one book, the book of Revelation. And I'm preaching on what I saw. You know, somebody said, I don't know how that'll affect LL or Brother Benny or Brother Johnny or Brother Joy or other good preachers. I wish I could name all of them. Became, I'll tell you how if the hold of God, how it'll affect them, they'll carry on. They'll put the dead in the ground and carry on. Amen. If you believe God, you quit his church and you run off mad, they'll carry on. was Luke 7, chapter 2nd verse. You got your Bible, and I saw another angel. Thank God you can't kill him. You can't shoot him. You can't behead him. You can't do nothing with him. They walk through walls, and they unlock chains in prison. They open locked doors, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. He said, hurt not the sea, the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their forehead. We're just preaching on that, and I saw another angel. Angel rocked me to sleep in the cradle of love. Bear me over the deep to heaven above. When the ain't nobody hard of living for the Lord, I beg to dispute your word. There is. In nearly every holler in Virginia and Kentucky and the flatlands and across the oceans beside the seas and in the mountains, there's people of God. They've not bowed to Baal and they haven't sold out. They're still there. I've got to go further. Let's look at the 14th chapter and the 13th verse. What's it say? Let's look at the 14th verse. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And I'm just preaching on it, and I saw. And I looked, and behold, look, man, can't you see it? I used squirrel hunting, old boy. I could find a squirrel, and he could shoot him, but he couldn't see him. Don't you see it laying right yonder on that limb? I've been in church with folks getting the power of God all over them. Holy Ghost falling, they couldn't see nothing. You mean next day what happened last night? Pretty dry. Preachers preaching pretty dry. Well, nothing happened. Somebody got saved up front. They couldn't see it in the front to back. The back to front. I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Don't get against gold too bad of the word. Now, God bless you. You must put it where it belongs. Amen. Brother Moore, you think folks ought to be decked out in gold? I didn't tell you that. But don't fight gold too bad. I hope you understand. Now, do you? Put it where it belongs. And I look, and behold, a white cloud. Upon the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. I looked. John saw it. You understood me about that, didn't you? 15th chapter, first verse. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing upon the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sang a song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are thy ways, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. He saw it. They got the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark. I don't know all about pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. And I'm by no means knocking brethren that have studied that matter. I've got great and marvelous material from them about it. And I have no dispute with my brethren. But I'll tell you this. John saw them that got the victory. Whoever they are, wherever they came from, he saw them that had the victory. What does God see? I'm gonna have to cut my message short. You've heard so much good preaching. It wasn't for me, but I mean out of other brethren that came to the meeting. But I'll leave you today. I've got several scriptures I could try to read to you, but I know you're wore out, and I just don't wanna bother you with. But what are you seeing this morning? I'll tell you, I see great possibilities. After I bought that 91. 98 old elite with 19,000 miles on off that old man. I was feeling running on. I seen the possibilities of getting something done for the Lord. I think the apostle is getting people saved. Amen. You know when you get to where you can't see, it's when you lose your vision. If I can't see it, it ain't there. Maybe your vision ain't holding up too good. Amen. You like that old boy hunting squirrel with. Can't you see him laying right there on that limb, buddy? Look at him. See him laying there? See the wind blowing his tail out? That's a squirrel. Oh, brother boy, that there's a knot on that limb right yonder. And that other just twigs and stuff blowing in the wind there. Shoot it anyway. See what cow out it come. Well, you said it was one. Can you see anything? I went and took a church and they said they was going to build a new church and done voted and had it all passed and everything to build a new church, but they stopped. Well, I said, you put it in your record? Yeah, we've already decided. It's complete and decided. Well, why aren't you building? Well, we just, you know, we've got it all passed, but we've still got this old building here, and they couldn't see past the end of their nose. I said, are you wanting to sell it? New pastor, zealous. More zeal and knowledge. I've always had that. I've secured that. More zeal and knowledge. I've got that down, Benny. I said, I'll sell it for you if you want me to. You know, I've been a salesman ever since I've been a preacher. When I drove into, did you ever hear that town in Arkansas that got blown away just a few months back? Well, I went into that town. It's 30 miles from Hot Springs. And I went into Arkadelphia. Isn't that a peculiar name? That's what they called me at the oldest place in Oklahoma City. I bought several new cars off of them, and they nicknamed me Arkadelphia because one, I come from Arkadelphia. When I drove up outside and parked and walked in, the owner said, I'll tell you what you are. I said, what am I? He said, you're a preacher man. I had a Bible? No. I was wearing a cross? No. He said, I'll tell you what kind you are. Well, I said, what kind am I? He said, you're Pentecostal. Preacher, what do you want? I said, I want a car. I said, I just checked Hot Springs at 20 miles, 25 from you, and they're $750 too high, so if you don't want to sell any, don't mess with me. I ain't got time to fool with you. I've got to preach the gospel, and I want to bargain, or I don't want to buy from you. He said, I said, you want a $25 over cost, boy. I said, I've heard that music before. I know there's 20% profit in that car. And I'll try to split the profit with you. I hear you, Texas man. You got a business mind. I know it. But you know what? He meant what he said. He sold me a car $25 over cost. Sell me one, son. He said, sell me a car. Watch the Lord work. I drove back where I stand and went to Glenwood next morning to the post office. And the fellow drove up beside it and said, where did you get that? I said, Arkadelphia. They got any more of them? I said, got nothing. Just exactly the same color, red and white. Don't fall out red and white. That's what my car was. I said, go over and buy that thing. I kept check on him. He went over and bought that car. And I saw a living God, a true God, a God that's alive. That church said, we want to build. What are you going to do with this? They won't sell. I sold it. I thought they meant what they said, like to choke them, like to have a church trial over it. I sold the building out from under them. They said they had it voted on and passed and in the minutes and in the record, and I sold the thing. Andy, you would too. I can tell where you're at. You'd have sold in a minute. I sold that thing, and we went to having church anywhere we could. Every place we could borrow, rent, beg, or something, till we could get a church built. It's sitting there today. Build it. Thank God. Hallelujah. You got to be able to see something if you see anything. According to what you're looking at, where you think the Lord's coming or not. You got to look at some things. He carried me away in the Spirit in Revelation 17:3 in the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The only way you can understand anything about Revelation, I do know a few more things than I'll tell you this morning, but the only way you're going to learn anything about it is get in touch with him that John saw. Get the vision John had. He could look from the beginning of time to the end of time. John could see. Spiritually, he could see. I don't rejoice on what I've saw. But I have saw. And a few times I've told the brother, I'm going to tell you one thing, son. Don't put that man in as deacon. If you do, you're going to have a barrel of trouble. And they did have a barrel of trouble because they had no spiritual vision and they could not see beyond the end of their nose. John needs help. We need to have more deacons with him. John needs help. We need to get somebody up there to teach him how to run a camp meeting. Going over the top and folks getting saved and healed and blessed and crowds are coming. But he ain't got the sharpness. He didn't go to college. And he's got to have some, wisdom, see. I've had folks come in like that. I get into it. Some folks comes in. I'm looking at you. I know Indian drove up one day, long hair hanging down his back, braided and hanging down his back. He said, "Standing Horse, my name." "Come in, Brother Standing Horse." Standing Horse quit standing and walked in. Got inside there, been in. I said, "Brother, meet Brother Walking Horse." He got mad enough to whip me. I forgot about him standing. I forgot his name. I thought he said Walking Horse, and he said Standing Horse. Yeah, that'd make an Indian mad. You call him Walking Horse. I had the horse walk instead of standing. I see he didn't have no sanctification. He just had the testimony that he believed in holiness. Some folks will fight you over that. Amen. Bless God, it's right. Bless God, say amen. I'll shoot you again. Glory to God. Amen. I've been there when that happened. All I'm preaching on is we got to have a vision, my brother. Without a vision, we perish. If you can't see where you're going, park it. Park it before you tear the church up or yourself up. Park it if you can't see. And I saw. You get excited with what John saw. You can't necessarily understand what he saw, but you can't knock what he saw. Now, Beatrice is here, and she's been with me and knows what a wonderful man I am for way over 50 years. We had our 50th wedding anniversary a while back. I had no notion to rent a Brinks truck and park it outside the church. I just know they'd bring me gold, but they didn't bring me none of it. There's been a few times that she said, "Lester, I saw that." I didn't see it. If I didn't see it, ain't nobody saw it. Bam! Yes, there's somebody saw it, all right. I just... Duck! Goofy duck! No, I'm not... Bam! I wish I had. I didn't see it. And I saw... What do you see for the church? What do you see for your children? What do you see for yourself? What kind of a vision have you got? I want to go to a church where they'll leave me alone and let me be at peace. You wouldn't want to be in a crowd Jesus preached to then. You wouldn't want to be in his services. See, he never did take an offering. He never asked for a place to sleep. He rolled a pile of leaves up on the side of the Mount of Olives and laid his head down on them. And early the next morning, winter, when it's cold and when it's warm, he's down in the temple teaching, right where you boys have been, right in that area right there. And I saw. I'd like to have a vision, wouldn't you? We sold a building. We had church in little old buildings. We'd get in garages and places and fun place. They throwed us out, not because of us. They got into it themselves. The board did over whether they let anybody use the building or not, and we got throwed out. But we finally got the church built. And you know what? The Sunday school went to building while we was building. We couldn't even let people in where we was at. The place is so little. Our Sunday school got to going and going and going while we was trying to build a new church and didn't have nowhere to put them. We had a garage over here next to a creek and pretty big old garage. We was having church in it. And did you know the power of God went falling in there? He don't just gauge it to the pew or the platform or the auditorium. You can't tell where a man liable to shout. Hallelujah. One time I was here, L.L. was into his spiritual dance up here, and he's just dancing. I said, "I do wish some dignitaries from the town would come. I do wish the city councilman or the mayor or the president of the bank or somebody that's important with the town would come to the side door and ask to see Reverend L.L. Collins while he's in that dance. Oh, I just long for that to happen so I can say, 'Sir, He is into his spiritual dance at this time, and you'll have to wait until he comes out of his spiritual dance to communicate with you. If you'd care to sit down, and I just wish that I just went through that mental storm, and I just hope when he danced for about 15 minutes, and that fellow, that's him. I said, there he is. He's in charge of the whole thing. But he's into his spiritual dance at this time, and if you'll have to wait till he comes out before you can communicate with him. I saw. You tell what you saw, or you're a good witness. Seen a police have a wreck. Well, he spun around, lost control of it. The police had a wreck. He wasn't at fault. I started to leave. Something seemed to say to me, talk to him a minute. I went to him. I said, you need somebody as a witness on this way? Oh, do I ever need a witness? My chief won't take my word. I'm to blame right now. It don't make a difference who's to blame. I'm to blame because I'm a policeman and I had a wreck. He wasn't to blame. They run into him, but he said, if you don't care, I'd certainly appreciate you giving me your name, your number, so I can you can talk for me. Because the boss ain't going to take nothing. I tell him, I saw it. You know what the devil has troubled me over? What I've saw? You come a little late to tell me. Come a little late to tell me. I saw it myself. He's up. Wayne Dillard's doctoring his old cow and had that old creosote and all that old salve stuff mixed in it. Doctoring that old cow and had her down the doctor on, and she kicked the leg and threw that stuff out. Hit him right in the eyeball. Creosote. Burning that eye out. Rub it out, huh? That's reason had all that gooey in there, that hot poison burning stuff in there to hold it in that wound. The cow couldn't shake it out. Hit him in the eye. You couldn't rub it. No, that just smeared on the ball. Oh, he said, get prayer quick. My eyes are burning out, Wayne Dillard. The priest, he is 100 years old just about when he died. Wish he's here this morning. You know, he's part of my backbone, Wayne Dillard is. Whew. He said, I'd be ashamed to tell it. You tell him you couldn't do nothing. He'd tell you, John, I'd be ashamed to tell it. He's the one that preached camp meeting until he couldn't take care of his own corn and never give him no money, never made no money hardly preaching. Nearly 100 years old when he died. I can take you to this day and get you witness at Greenville, Arkansas. I've been there and I've talked to him. I've talked to men that saw it. I shook the hands of men that saw it. The corn died on the other side of his fence while he was off holding meeting. God rained on his corn, gave him a crop, and it died across the barbed wire fence on the other side. I was out there where it happened. I saw. Said, son, if you give me that, you'd be a help to me. What you see, you can get it from God's soul and see it from the Lord's soul until your old grandson will do like mine's doing. He thinks grandpa's about it. I'm not. I about had it, but I'm not it. The son, he thinks I'm about it. He tells folks everywhere he goes, he's my grandpa. He's my grandpa. What you see and what people see in you, we're preaching on, and I saw her. I saw her when that woman treated her snotty. But you know what the woman said to me? Said, she treated me snotty. I'm going to treat her snotty. I said, you'll have a snotty mess is all you'll have to. But I saw her when they treated her bad and talked against her. I saw her when they talked against him and treated him bad. Well, that's bad. But you know what I want to know, L.L., is how I acted or how you reacted to it. All right. If L.L. tell me stop, I'll stop. I think it's time to stop. I never know when to stop. I never. What was I talking about? What I saw? I get a lot of things crossed up while I'm preaching. I saw a lot of things. If you bring something back to me, I'll tell you what I saw. I can't remember what I was even telling you about what I saw right now. Maybe God didn't want me to tell that particular thing. Oh, yes, that's what I want to do. Thank you. That's not old age. It's just mental fatigue. Well, fat of you then. I don't know if I didn't pronounce that word just right. They call the saints out in the mountains, of Arkansas down to Mount Tabor, out from Glenwood, off the Caddo River. They called saints. Wayne's eyes burning out. Chris opened that stuff and it's burning out. They knelt to pray for Wayne Dillard. You know what he told God? And God healed him at the same time. Now, you know, it's a little different, folks, saints, he is. I'm afraid. Oh, God, he said, I want to preach like you want me to. Always that acting spirit. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to preach it like it is. Oh, God, he said, I'll preach it closer. I'll preach it stouter. I'll preach it straighter. I'll do my best to preach that Bible just like it is if you'll hear me. And immediately it fell out of his eye. It just come loose from the eyeball and fell out. And Wayne Diller didn't die with blindness in that eye when he's nearly 100. Are you still want me to try to go ahead now? I'm way on down here now. I've got quite a lot left yet, and I'm skipping some of it. But if it's helping, you see, I don't want to, you know, some folks are so good. You take it, oh, he's good, and you are, and I appreciate it. I don't want to worry. And I saw an angel stand in the sun. Can you? Well, as far as we are from it, it burned your hide off out here. I don't know why folks don't learn that. If I was a fellow that made sun lotion, I'd say, get a tan. Whatever you do this summer, get a tan. And use no more sunburnt lotion. Get you 3 gallons of it you'll need. Promotion is what causing folks to demote to spiritually. Is promotion. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice. See, you don't even have to have a PA system. You can hear him clear around the world. Cried the loud voice. And what did he do? Saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of him. See, they understand God. That's reading the geese go back and forth like they do. Amen? That's reading the geese go back and forth like they do. Did you hear about the grizzly bear in Yellowstone? I've been up there. Have you? It's a pleasant place to go see. They said they put little beepers in all the collars on the bears so they could tell what time they went into hibernation every winter. So a big storm come and the barometer turned to flop and it locked the park up and snow got real deep. And the park rangers said, and they had these beepers on these bears and they knew where their feeding ground was. And they said, they're still in the feeding ground. They're not going to their hibernation. They're den. And this is the storm that's going to lock the park up. The barometer tells us that, and the snow's that deep. And they're still up there eating around. They ain't even making... Their barometer hadn't said nothing. And I saw the fowls. I saw the fowls. I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come, gather yourselves together and suffer the great God. The bears ain't moving. They're supposed to be moving. You know, God can talk to animals and get more out of them. And they can say something that means more than what folks can say. A mule did. A great man said the mule's mouth is not so performed, so made that it can perform the vows. And the only thing the man of God had to say, this happened, had to say to him, sir, I ask you, who made the mule? That's right. And he said to all the fowls of the air, and I'm just using the illustration about them grizzlies, they didn't make a move. That snow melted off, and whatever it was inside them bears knew it would. You could have got a hold of mine. If they could talk, they couldn't have told you, but that is something. They got a signal. You've been to service when you got it? I have. I've been there when I got that signal. I didn't know what all it meant, but I knew God was in. A few days later, here come another storm just like that one. And the beepers, they said, they're moving. The grizzlies are moving. This happened in Yellowstone. They've done this different time. They're moving, they're moving, they're going into hibernation, and they did. And that storm locked it up. Did you ever see geese flying over your house when you, what are they doing? They must be lost. It ain't even time to move yet. Yeah, it was. They got the signal. John looked, and behold, the fowls of the air got the signal. We got to keep our eyes open, and we ain't going to see nothing. Amen? Got to keep our eyes open, we won't see nothing. I saw another angel come down from heaven having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. I am going to have to stop, and I'm going to stop right now. But this last thing that I left with you that he saw was an angel that had the key to the bottomless pit. It's been great to be with you, and maybe someday, the Lord will, I may get to come back. Thanks for all your goodness and kindness to us.